From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Missouri's top health official is the face of the effort to end abortions at the only clinic in the state that performs them. Dr. Randall Williams has generated controversy since becoming director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services after a sometimes tumultuous tenure at a similar job in North Carolina. Williams oversees the agency that licenses healthcare facilities. His agency also tracks the spread of disease and is now setting up the state's medical marijuana program. Each of these services has spawned disputes in Missouri, with the most recent involving the move to close the state's Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Louis. Williams told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch he anticipated criticism when he took the job. An analysis of police data shows that violent crime in St. Louis has become deadlier in the past decade or so, and the use of guns is on the rise. A University of Missouri-St. Louis study found that 94% of homicides in St. Louis involved a gun from 2015 to 2016, an increase from 78% of homicides in 2004. Guns also were involved in over 60% of assaults and robberies in that period, compared with 43% in 2004. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the study shows the amount of homicides per robbery or assault has spiked in the past 8 years from 23 per 1,000 incidents to 36. The Mid-Missouri chapter of Louder Than a Bomb held a fundraiser event yesterday at Logboat Brewing Company to raise money to attend an international slam poetry competition. The Columbia, Missourian reports that the Brave New Voices Festival in Las Vegas will feature more than 500 poets from more than 100 teams around the world, including teams from the United States, Australia, Zimbabwe, Canada, and Italy. The six poets who won the Louder Than a Bomb Mid-Missouri competition will represent their chapter at the Las Vegas Championship. Nancy White is the team's coach. She said the students have been preparing for the competition since January. The team practices twice a week after school, and each practice lasts a couple of hours. About 50 people attended the event to support the team. The team's fundraising goal was $3,000 to pay for airfare. The three-day competition will begin July 17th. A Missouri agency is gathering public feedback on a proposed hike in hunting and fishing fees. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported Friday that the Conservation Department wants to raise non-resident deer hunting licenses from $225 to $265 starting next year. The Conservation Department also wants to raise annual trout permits from $7 to $10 for anglers ages 16 and up. In total, the higher fees are estimated to raise another $2.4 million for the department next year. Department Director Sarah Parker-Pawley says some permit prices have been stagnant for years. She says the extra money would go toward increased fish management costs. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.